Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, at the Luxembourg City Court, a restaurateur and his wife stand accused of human trafficking and abuse of staff between 2016 and 2021. The prosecution has demanded heavy prison sentences, while the victims are seeking hundreds of thousands of euros in damages. Meanwhile, the defence has rejected all allegations and are planning to press charges against the victims for perjury. As part of the throne accession on the 3rd of October, official portraits of Grand Duke Henri will be replaced across Luxembourg with new images of his son Guillaume. The new official portraits of the future Grand Duke Guillaume were taken by Luxembourgish photographers Carrie Barthélemy and Christian Aschmann, and there are three versions. In other news, the US government has now shut down as lawmakers and President Donald Trump failed to break a budget impasse during talks that hinged on Democratic demands for healthcare funding. It's the first for almost 7 years, and it will stop work at multiple federal departments and agencies, affecting hundreds of thousands of government workers. EU leaders will discuss bolstering Europe's defences and Ukraine's financial firepower at today's summit in Denmark, where mysterious drone flights have ramped up fears about the threat from Russia. Up to 60 people have been killed in a powerful earthquake in the central Philippines, with injured patients overwhelming hospitals on the island of Cebu. The shallow magnitude 6.9 quake struck just before 10 p.m. local time on Tuesday, causing power outages and damaging buildings. Cebu's provincial government has declared a state of calamity. And US President Trump has given Hamas an ultimatum of 3 or 4 days to accept his plan to end the war in Gaza. Trump's plan, backed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calls for a ceasefire, the release of hostages by Hamas within 72 hours, a disarmament of the Palestinian militants and a gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with football and Kylian Mbappe's hat-trick for Real Madrid, Victor Osimhen's penalty winner against Liverpool and Harry Kane's double for Bayern Munich headlined a dramatic second round of Champions League group fixtures last night. Among the results, Galatasaray beat Liverpool 1-0, Bayern beat Paphos 5-1, Chelsea won 1-0 against Benfica, Real Madrid smashed Kairat 5-0 and Atletico also had a big win against Eintracht 5-1. Today also sees nine matches, including Barcelona playing Paris Saint-Germain. And in rugby, Australia's most capped player, James Slipper, has announced his international retirement, with the Wallabies test against the All Blacks this weekend to be his last.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It looks set to be a dry and sunny day with a few clouds too, with the rain holding off to welcome in the new month. It will be a chilly start to the day, with morning temperatures standing at around 7 degrees, rising to highs of 14 degrees in the afternoon.